sorry. So do you have prayer partners, or like not prayer partners, but someone that's devoted to them for that 6 months?
Yeah, their small group leader is responsible for what's going on with that person in their group. And that doesn't mean the small group leader does everything with them. As a matter of fact, if they do everything, that had better be their intern, their training, or we'll talk with them about letting their intern learn. And so, yeah, within that small group, we teach that our small group is their church. You're shepherds of this flock. You're responsible for their development, their protection, their encouragement. And obviously there's a larger sheep pen that they're within. But we want our small group, they're not facilitators. They don't just sit and let things happen. They are shepherds and they are leaders. And we're really clear. We don't let people use the term facilitator with our small group because we believe it has to be much more intentional than just sitting back and sort of letting it happen.
On the word facilitator, we in my small group training, we believe facilitation is a good thing, and it is intentional. We don't disagree about that. But a facilitator leads things to a point. It's not just a discussion leader where everybody shares their ignorance. It's from one point to another, intentional design there. And I would also say about the spiritual growth and development, if our intention, our campus ministries, is to produce servants, when do they start doing that? I would say one of the greatest ways we can glorify God is to build bridges in our service in our communities. And then we would have people go out, help the disadvantaged, be equipped with experience to reach across socioeconomic and ethnic lines. I believe our campuses is the main way to do that. And there's something almost spiritually magic about serving. And so I like that outward focus of service, and specifically service to people different than us.